What God says about the future. The Christian life can be more likened to a river than to a pool. It has a direction and will converge majestically with the glory of God in nearby future. Even though you are grieving, you are being swept along at a surprising pace in a current that will surge into the vast consummation of all things. The great Son of God will return to earth for those who have not yet died physically. Whatever your view of end times is, we all look forward to this glorious confluence. That will be the day of freedom from every last struggle in your tired mind and body, pulverized as it is by the indwelling corruption of sin. The day of freedom from lack of desire for our glorious God. The day of freedom from all crying, sickness and pain. The day of receiving brand new resurrection bodies that can worship fully for the first time, and for the first time understand the spectacular glories of our Redeemer. The day of at last grasping the bigger picture and marveling at God's master plan. The day of resetting our value system so that what is truly valuable will become eminently valuable to us forever. The day of being endowed with a most excellent quality of life that means so much more than the experience of fallen existence. The day of being reunited with full joy with those we have loved and lost and grieved over in this world. The day of first appreciating the precious nature of human relationships, even with Christians we have known and loved in an imperfect way in this world. The first day of seeing sin on a universal scale destroyed beneath the feet of the one toward whom every eye will be turned, Jesus Christ. The first day of looking into the eye of the Savior and being struck by the intensely personal nature of His passionate love for His own people. The first day of truly living. The thought of death in this world tends to be a fearful thought. When a life is at stake, we call it an emergency. Yet when the life of a Christian is forfeited, this is the beauty and glory into which he is received. He can come home at last, as will every other believer. While death is a tragedy that brings indescribable heartache, it is at the same time the equivalent of the return of Christ for that believer who has died. To understand death in this way is the only way to face death without fear and to find final peace in the face of the death of someone you dearly love.